Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk about the Bears' opponent. Here's what Harbaugh had to say about the story in the Baltimore Sun.
The report was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas. I don't know where it's at right now.
So sad.
I love the idea, too, of the equipment guy walking in there and being like, oh, no, something's gone horribly wrong. I've got to tell the coach right away.
Right.
Pinball!
Hate it or love it? Hate it. Or love it?
Coach, yeah, everything's gone. What do you mean, everything's gone? Everything's gone. The ping pong tables, the pinball machine, it's all gone.
My pinball machine.
Hey, this is a nice place, isn't it, Pop?
It's all right. Ain't got no pinball machine.
Of course not. Not in a place like this.
It might be in the back.
Hey, you got a pinball machine.
And then, like, now that we know, or at least Harbaugh is saying, like, the idea of Harbaugh being like, what?
Yeah, right.
And then rushing out to make sure, where's my precious pinball machine?
See, I was,
Who's taking it?
My pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas.
So what's the funniest themed pinball machine? Because it wasn't just a generic pinball machine.
Adam's Family.
You mean my Star Wars pinball machine that I got you guys for Christmas?
Adam's Family's the best.
I'm going to go with Kiss. It's a Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton's like, who the hell is Kiss? What is this about?
Maybe it's the Wire pinball machine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pinball machine.
A lot of changes. Yeah, no doubt. But I mean, you know, some things just stay the same, man. I mean, the game is the game.
My pinball machine.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Full boat for you today. We've got a lot of bear stuff to discuss with you. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Chris Emma is at Hallis Hall. He's going to join us at 4. Evan Washburn is going to be on the sidelines for Sunday's game. He joins us at 4:25. Weedsy. Dan Weederer, he's going to join us at 5 o'clock. There's also going to be conversation about the next domino to fall inside the NBA scandal. And the World Series starts tonight. The host of Hit and Run, Matt Spiegel, that's him.
Hello!
He's going to tell you everything you need to know about it. Alex is here, Tanny is here, I'm here, let's get it.
So, let's all go to Galloping Ghost Pinball and do some free play out there in Brookfield, shall we?
I'd be fine with that.
Let's get out of here. Actually, here's my real question.
Then I can go to the batting cage, too, because the batting cage is not far.
There you go, man.
From Galloping Ghost and get some swings in.
We can go over to Huck Finn and get some donuts, right? It's not that far.
It's not too far, yeah. We can make it happen.
Not too bad. What time is pregame for Cubs-Blue Jays in the World Series Game 1 tonight? What time would that be tonight?
That's
that's you got the wrong day. That's the 32nd day of November.
Oh, man. But can you imagine? What time would we be doing? We'd be doing the People's pregame this afternoon. Would we be in Toronto right now for game one of the World Series?
So
if Cade Horton was healthy and they got past the Brew crew?
First pitch is 7:08,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So Mitch would probably do an hour pre for a World Series.
Yeah. So
we'd have a full show. But we'd be doing it from Toronto.
Yeah, we'd be doing it from Toronto in our last 2 hours. We'd do a bunch of Bears up top, and then our last 2 hours would be hardcore People's pregame.
You know what we should do? And I wish I would have thought of this. And I don't know. She might be listening. Alex, see if Stacey Dales will jump on with us today. Because then you can do both. Then you can do football and World Series. I imagine she's a Blue Jays fan because she grew up in Ontario.
Everybody up there is a Blue Jays fan.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing, too, because the Expos fans are now kind of like drifting back over. And it's like, well, it's Vladdy's kid. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be fans of that, too.
We'll hit the baseball later. I know Vladdy made you feel certain way.
I got so emotional.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. So we will touch on that. But Bears-Ravens is upon us. A hot guest list, like you said. And we have some clarity on a rather important human.
Oh, Lamar Jackson?
He's playing.
We'll get to him in a second. Have you seen the Bears injury report speech?
Yeah, we got troubles. We got troubles, especially in the secondary.
Right here in River City.
Mm-hmm.
It's a capital T that rhymes with P that stands for pool. Kyler Gordon, out. Roschon Johnson, out.
Man.
Braxton Jones, out. Cole Kmet, who I believe is riding like a 90-game streak, out. Tyreek Stevenson, out. Questionable, DeAndre Swift, limited in practice the last 2 days. Austin Booker, full practices. He should be a go, even though he's listed as questionable. Cairo Santos, questionable. Full participation. He should be good to go, too.
I'm not too worried about Cairo because Moody's been so good. But the Kyler and Tyreek, obviously, along with Jalen, means that your number one cornerback is Nashawn Wright.
Yep.
And your number two cornerback is Nate McLeod, and yep, your nickel is Josh Blackwell.
You're getting it's what's really wild about it to me, Spiegs, is this was the group on your team that you had the most confidence in because it had so much depth.
Terrell Smith, the number five pick the same year Tyreek was a number one, looked to be starter caliber. So you felt great about Terrell and Tyreek and Jalen. And Jalen Jones you felt pretty good about because he'd been around for a while.
But now you're really testing the limits of your depth. Because if Tyreek doesn't play but Kyler does, then you can go, Kyler, can you play 10 snaps for us on the outside?
That's what we
today
talked about yesterday with every Bears guest. Like, what are you going to do, including Wani? You play him outside, you play him inside.
Without him and without Jalen and without Tyreek, you are really searching.
Would you say that Jalen Jones was above Nashawn Wright on the depth chart when healthy, or were they?
No, they love Nashawn Wright.
Yeah, they do. Because Al has been with him before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but Jalen Jones probably fifth. So you're out four of your top five?
Yeah. It's not great.
It is not great.
It's not great. Now to the point you made.
Here comes the MVP.
Right. Now the guy's back on the other side. Lamar Jackson was a full participant in practice. Unless something happens, if there's like a bad reaction to practice tomorrow, you can expect that he's going to start for the Baltimore Ravens. So you now have that part of it, too, where this game, as when we were talking about it on Monday, and you had the people rubbing their hands like Birdman, oh, Lamar's not going to play. This is a dub for the Bears. He hasn't practiced today.
Hmm.
And then we get to the end of the week, and it's the Bears injury report that looks like a mess. And the Ravens are the team that are getting healthy.
Man, pressure's on Dennis Allen big time. So, I mean, the first thing you tell these corners, the ones who are going to play, don't bite on any play action because you figure they'll run Derrick Henry a bunch and then try to play action and beat you over the top, right? Zay Flowers and Bateman, maybe DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, try to take advantage of some backup corners here with a move or a double move and some play action. Just skip run support, corners. Just go ahead and skip that. Is that one of the starting points, perhaps? We'll talk to our Bears guests about it.
Here's a quote from Tyler Huntley about Lamar. Lamar is getting back into the swing of things, and he looks good. When he's not able to play, he'll let you know, man, I can't go. But when he is ready to go.
So Tyler Huntley was the quarterback at the podium for the Ravens this week because they decided they were going to start him. If not Cooper, if not Lamar, it wasn't going to be Cooper Rush. It was Tyler Huntley. So that's why we have Tyler Huntley quotes. I guess you don't have to.
Because he's questionable.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to have Lamar talk until he's definitely the starting quarterback. That's a nice little break for Lamar to not have to talk on a week when he's probably going to play.
And some brinksmanship, too. Like, oh, well, he's a full participant, but you never know.
Here's Tyler Huntley. Enjoy, ask him your stuff.
Enjoy your Tyler Huntley stuff. And
yeah.
I'm sure the Bears are getting ready for Lamar Jackson.
Of course they are. And
because you can adjust off of him.
I can't see how the Bears win this. I'll be shocked if the Bears win this game. If they go to Baltimore and come back 5-2, I would be absolutely shocked. And it's interesting because Ben was talking about this today, was talking about how, you know, this team, that they're just about to get to the other side of just being happy that you win. He says that soon that vibe could change even after a win.
It's always process. And now I know this is a results-based league and we got to win games. I know that. But when we have our process right with how we come into the building throughout the week, how we're meeting, how we're walking through, how we're practicing, you know, that's what gives us a chance on game day. And it doesn't mean we're going to win on game day, but it means we're going to give ourselves a shot. So I feel good about how we're improving in that department. Each week it continues to get better. You know, I'm seeing the fundamentals show up more in practice. We had a practice on Wednesday, and I thought it was one of our better Wednesday practice that we had all year long so far. And so these guys, they're getting it. They're hungry. The wins help in terms of, you know, wanting a little bit more because they haven't been pretty wins yet. And I think when we really start to turn the corner here and when we know that we're on the right track, some of these wins, that feeling in the locker room is going to be like, well, shoot, it doesn't necessarily feel like a win because we didn't play as well as we're capable of. And right now we're really excited because that feeling of winning is so important for us that it makes us want to come back for more. But there's going to be a point where it's going to be like, okay, well, We got to play even better than this, than what we've been doing. And I think they're starting to understand that. Like the standard continues to rise, the expectation level continues to rise, and I think good things are coming.
One, why did you mosey on over to the other end of the studio?
I just felt like moving the body a little bit.
I thought that there was like a mouse or something because you moved away. I was like, where's he going?
No, got a lot of mic. He's got a lot of headphone cord right now.
Good for you, braggart.
I only use enough headphone cord to win.
That's right.
That's all I do.
Uncle Milty.
Yeah.
All right. So when they did the post-game video last week, I kind of got that vibe from Ben where, you know, he's talking about, can you imagine where we are if we don't, you know, make all the mistakes?
And he was angry at the podium after that when he came out of the podium. The frustration was back there. So I think he wants to see that from his team. So it's a little aspirational what he's saying right there. He wants the team to be angry if they don't play well, whether it's a win or not. I don't know about the fans out there. I don't know about you, Lawrence, but if they find a way to win this game, if they scratch and claw and find some ugly-ass way to win this game, even if the offense looks bad, but they're 5-2, well, I don't think I'll be angry after a win. I don't think so. I think it'd be quite an accomplishment to go to Baltimore and get a win on the road here.
I think that this might be an asterisk or a caveat for them to win this week because the odds are kind of stacked against you. Aren't they a 6.5-point dog? You know, they're a 6.5-point dog. A whole bunch of people are hurt. you win this game on the road, that feels pretty great, no matter how you do it.
I just think it's a bunch of proud Ravens players facing the possible end of their season.
Death
at 1-5.
Stuff.
Yeah, man, death rattle stuff. And now you got your guy back. So I think hell might be coming to breakfast for the Bears on Sunday.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this game. And we're going to talk about something that I think a lot of Bears fans have looked forward to seeing after a Bears game on Sunday. We'll discuss next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
Orland Park and Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on The Score.
I wish I was in the locker room so I can yell and scream with Ben and the rest of the guys.
Michael, we're going to give you the opportunity now. You want to yell with the Bears? All right, so let's get you ready and let's yell with the Bears.
Go ahead, Michael.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Good, get better.
Good, get better.
And you better get
better. And you better get
better. Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
What? I could catch up. I'm sorry. They were going too fast for me.
That's all right. Thank you for being the guinea pig in our bit.
I wanted to catch up to it though.
The good, better, best thing is
he
a
tried.
Thing. He did try. I think we had one other person try that day. It's fitting that the Bears are playing the Ravens this week when Ben Johnson has now talked about good, better, best and where it came from.
I love that you've done the etymology of this.
Oh, well, because Ben gave it to us. It's beautiful. And because the Harbaugh brothers have a thing, which actually my family has taken to using because it's beautiful. But first, here's Ben. Ben explaining today where good, better, best, never let it rest, etc. comes from.
That actually goes back to high school for me, and it's something that we were a darn good high school team, and probably about 25 or 30 years there, it wasn't whether we were going to go to the playoffs, it was how far are we going to make it in the playoffs, and just a fond memory of mine growing up post-game in that locker room, even before I was wearing that uniform, because my dad was a assistant coach on that team before he got into high school administration. So I remember being in that locker room and that was just the rallying cry at that time. And I think there's something to be said when a group of men, they're all believing the same thing. They're saying the same thing. It's one heartbeat, one voice. And I think our guys have enjoyed it.
Isn't that cool, Lawrence? Because we thought Tim Duncan had said that or some other people used it. He got it from his dad.
It definitely feels more football-y than anything else.
For sure.
I couldn't even wrap my head around it being... If Tim Duncan were saying it, it would feel more like a chanting mantra than it would like a post-game thing that connects the team.
The added piece of it coming from his father as a coach and Ben hearing it as a kid before he ever even became a player, let alone a coach... It took me right to what the Harbaugh brothers, John and Jim, have taken, among many, many other things, from their dad, the former coach at Stanford. Oh, no, that's Jack Elway. Their dad was a high school coach, Jack Harbaugh. And here's what John and Jim got from him.
A question, if I may. Who has it better than us?
No way!
Of all these things that we hear all the time, is the one that stands out above the others.
Attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Attacking each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. I want to...
And who's got it better than us?
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
They're both about faith. They're both about family. They're both about football.
They're really Jack Harbaugh-isms.
They're Jack Harbaugh-isms, yeah. It'd be like, you know, to me, those two, though, like, you know, you think of Huey Lewis, thinking of the power of love, and Jack Harbaugh, I'm thinking,
we're going to attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And don't take any wooden nickels. My dad used to say that all the time. Had no idea what it meant, but it was kind of cool, and so I thought I'd end the discussion with that.
Did he also talk about tying an onion to his belt, just to be clear?
It was the style at the time.
But like...
The pride of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
I mean, there it is. They got it from their dad, and Jim does it with the Chargers. He used to do it with the Niners and with Michigan and with Stanford, and John does it with the Ravens. I love it because it just enforces the gratitude and reinforces the gratitude. Who's got it better than us? Nobody!
So wait, when the Ravens play the Chargers, then who actually does have it better than us?
Oh, dude.
Somebody. Yeah.
Hurting my head.
Not nobody. Somebody.
Somebody! All of us!
Who's got it better than us?
I don't know.
Maybe those guys across the field. They might have it better.
Scoreboard! at the end, and then we'll figure it out.
That's right.
They had to shut the lights off at the Super Bowl when that happened.
That's true. That's true. Them and Beyonce had to turn the lights off for everybody. Then that whole game changed.
That's from that HBO piece, which made the Harbaughs likable, even Crazy Jim. Like, even Crazy Jim. After I watched that thing, I'm like, all right, I get it. You and your crazy Dockers and your whatever.
I can never figure out with him if he's actually gone or if he is a master at playing like he is, because he's still such a great coach that I go, you've got to be able to tap into reality every now and again. And he, when it comes to coaching football, he is on the money.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see him and you're like, is he Andy Kaufman-ing us?
pull it down. We did that.
It's that turn to the thoughtful. We did that. That is very Andy Kaufman. No, you're right. But yeah, he's good, man. He's good. I think it's just he lets himself be that weirdest version of himself. And he thinks it's authentic. I mean, I think that's what I've come to believe. Do you think he's running a game? You think he's running a game on everybody?
I kind of feel like he is. I think that he's probably more like John than the caricature that he has created of himself.
The stuff that Alex had yesterday when we were talking about John makes me think that maybe John is running a game.
Maybe John is more like Jim.
Yeah, like John's the one who's got the sheen of normal on him.
But he's actually a crazy person?
Yeah. Yeah, like maybe there's some of that going on.
I just figured...
And maybe to be a coach in this league, you have to be a crazy person.
I mean, look at Ben, right?
Click, click, click. Index finger. Got to use the index finger.
I can't.
That's the smelling salt eyes without actually having any smelling salts.
I can't get over the video of him looking at the interceptions and not reacting. That's strange behavior. It is. He's locked in.
Yeah.
But damn, that's really locked in.
I love knowing that good, better, best comes from something real in his high school football life and even before that in his family life from his dad. And he's not alone in that regard.
Remind us next week to ask Matt Bowen if there's a mantra in the Bowen household.
That's a great question, right?
His son, Grant.
Can play?
The young man's got some skills.
Oh, boy.
And he is already getting letters from places.
How old is he?
He's a junior. I think he's a junior. He's a junior. And so, yeah, there's a lot of Big Ten schools who have already come a-calling. And there are going to be more because he's an impressive player.
Is it son? Whatever you do, don't get locked out of a Kankakee hotel room.
I'm sure that he will share that story. with him.
Does Trump candidate have a son that might go to a competing college or the same ones that they get scrimmage?
Oh, and not Champaign, not Kankakee, Champaign, because that was when the Bears were back there playing and doing all that stuff. We need to take a break. Our guy Olin Krutz is coming up next. We get to congratulate O on moving to the next level of finalists for the Hall of Fame and talk Bears and Ravens with him next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.